This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. At the 30, 35, 40, midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Berry.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up. Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Pow! Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Well, it wasn't pretty, but the Patriots got a win tonight in their home opener at Gillette Stadium, 13-10. The final, Patriots beat the Jets. A final tonight from Gillette, and there's a lot of things we can dissect from this game, and I invite you to join the conversation as we go on here. Welcome to the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. The phone number for you, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, or 855-728-7500. Locally, 508-298-0398, and you can send your emails throughout the course of the show to webradio@patriots.com. If you want to send some tweets, you can send me a tweet as well, @Mark_Bertrand. And as you know, as I'm known around these parts on Patriots.com radio, that's Mark with a C. So give us a call, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, the phone number. I'm sure you have many, many thoughts about this game. Patriots, for the second straight week, it seems like the Patriots escape a game because it was not pretty for the Patriots. And with that, we do discuss the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
All right, let's start with one of the good things. Let's start with the good. We'll start on the defensive side of the football. The Pats only gave up 10 points tonight, which in and of itself, positive. I don't care who it is. If you're playing an NFL game and you let up 10 points, I'm going to put you in the positive. And when you win the turnover battle the way the Patriots did tonight, I'm going to put you in the positive. The Patriots secondary, I thought, stood out tonight for the Pats. Little more than 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Geno Smith connected with Stephen Hill. Aqib Talib forced a fumble there. It was picked up by Devin McCourty. He ran it all the way back to the Jets' 8-yard line. Now, the Patriots' offense took over, and it resulted in a field goal. We'll get to more on that in a minute. Aqib Talib forced the fumble early and then also had two interceptions in this game, the one that you just saw at the end in the final minute, to seal the win for the Patriots. The Patriots' defensive line tonight, I thought they played solid as well. Four sacks on the night. They created pressure. Nine hits on the quarterback, Geno Smith. They were getting into the backfield. Chandler Jones with two sacks on the night. Tommy Kelly had a sack tonight coming from the outside. Typically, we've seen him as an interior guy coming off the end. He gets a sack. Michael Buchanan with a sack tonight as well. I thought the Patriots did a good job of creating some pressure. On the offensive side of things for the Patriots, if I had a give the good, so to speak, give the guys that did have a good night, I would say that Julian Edelman, 13 catches on the night for 78 yards and had 18 targets. And I think it was abundantly clear in this game that Julian Edelman was the one guy who was on the field that Tom Brady had some trust in. And he was targeted 18 times, which would be a good indicator of that. But Julian Edelman not only was the guy that Brady had trust in and had some experience with, but he was the only guy out there with really experience, period, going into this game. So it definitely showed through as Julian Edelman. I would put him in the positive list for the Patriots offense. And really? That's where it pretty much ends. That's where it ends for the Patriots offense. I'm not sure that I would put anybody else in the good category. Here's the bad. Patriots offense had some issues tonight. And a lot of those issues come from the fact that there are a lot of young receivers on the field. There was a lot of miscommunication between Tom Brady and his young receivers. Aaron Dobson catches a touchdown pass early. Patriots go down and are able to score on their very first drive. Six plays, 81 yards, 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and bang, they're in the end zone. And he got off the line of scrimmage. There was nobody covering him. I think Tom Brady's eyes lit up. Aaron Dobson's eyes lit up. He caught the ball and he ran down the field. Touchdown Patriots at the end of that. So it only took him 2 minutes to go down the field and score. After that, I'm not so sure about Aaron Dobson tonight. And let me tell you this, Aaron Dobson, and I don't mean to scare you as a Patriots fan, Aaron Dobson is the first Patriots wide receiver with a receiving touchdown in his first career game since, you know the answer, Kev? You know who it is? You want to know who it is? It's Chad Jackson, 2006 against the New York Jets. That just happened to come up tonight. And I thought, this is not Chad Jackson. That's not who this guy is. As I watched him score that touchdown and I heard that factoid about that. And then I watched the rest of the game and thought, oh no. Oh no, Aaron Dobson, you've got a ways to go. And you know what? It's really not Aaron Dobson's fault. This was his first NFL game. So I don't want to, you know, beat down on Aaron Dobson. It's his first NFL game. He's going out there. He's trying to help the team. He's kind of just thrown into the fire due to the injuries that this team is dealing with. So it's not on him, but it's just kind of an indication of where the Patriots offense is right now and what they're going to be dealing with. You might be able to get away with that with the New York Jets. You might be able to do it because the Jets, as I said, only put up 10 points and the Patriots defense came through tonight. But the Patriots offense right now, makes me nervous a little bit. Makes me a little bit nervous. So we'll talk more about that. Patriots got to get healthy on that side of the ball. That thing is for sure. You got to get healthy on that side of the ball and get some of their key guys back. And again, it was the New York Jets, and the Jets are solid on that side of the football. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. If you want to jump on board, get your thoughts. Tell me what you thought about tonight's game. Patriots 2-0, you got to like that. 2-0 after 2 weeks, and the Pats now have a little bit of time to get ready for week number 3, which is good for them. A little bit of the extra time this coming weekend. They don't have to play on Sunday, so that is definitely an advantage going forward. Next opponent for the Patriots, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from the Patriots locker room after the W tonight is Steve Gregory. Steve, thanks for taking a couple of minutes. Congratulations on the win.
No problem. Thanks, guys. How you doing?
Good. How do you feel like you guys played in the secondary tonight? Because just from watching, it looked like you had a good night.
Yeah, I think we definitely played solid. You know, we're able to come up with a bunch of turnovers, had some solid coverage all game long, and really felt like we were playing pretty well out there.
Now, when the guys up front are getting pressure tonight on Geno Smith, how much of a help is that for you guys in the back end?
Oh, it's huge, man. Anytime you get pressure on the quarterback, you know, limit the time he has back there, it makes our job so much easier. So, you know, it's something that our guys take pride in, and they did a hell of a job tonight.
Facing a rookie quarterback, how did you think Geno Smith played, considering this is only his second NFL game?
Played tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's something that you'd have to go ask him. All I know is that, you know, we won the game, and that was our main goal, and, you know, we were able to come away with that. So that was big for us.
You had left the game at one point tonight. Is everything good on the injury front?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, sometimes little things happen, but I'm good to go.
All right, very good. Now you got a little bit of time off. You guys going to use that to heal up, rest up, and when do you start focusing on your next game against Tampa Bay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll get in tomorrow, you know, watch the film from this game, get better at some of those things, and you know, get some things done tomorrow, and then, you know, really try to take the weekend to rest up and heal our bodies and try to get, you know, recovered for our next win, game, which is, you know, a little over a week away.
All right, Steve, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. No problem.
All right, Patriot safety Steve Gregory joining us from the Patriots locker room after this W tonight for the Patriots. So, as I mentioned, the good, some of the bad. We'll talk more about it. There's a lot of things to go over from this game, and we'll get into all of it over the next couple of hours. If you want to jump on board, we got open lines. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. That's the North American toll-free number. You can also call 508-298-0398. As I mentioned, Steve Gregory on the injured part for the Patriots. Left the game, came back, looked fine. Just looked like he'd been dealing with, you know, bumps and bruises type of thing. Same thing for Kyle Arrington. He left the game but made it back into the game tonight. So it doesn't appear that the Patriots are any more banged up than they were going into tonight. Nothing that's going to keep anybody out. So that's a positive. You can put that in the positive tonight as well. The lack of injuries during the game. But I'll tell you, the Patriots' injuries on offense, it looks like it's affecting the team. There were times tonight when Tom Brady was extremely frustrated. If you were watching on the telecast, you saw that. Looks like he, again, as he said, he's going to need to have patience with his young receivers. He has said that. And tonight it looked like things got to the point where he started to lose a little bit of patience tonight. Here's how the Patriots went after they scored that touchdown early, the only touchdown they scored on the night, first drive, 2 minutes into the game. Punt, field goal, punt, 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 field goal, punt, end of the half. And then to start the second half, this is where things really started to get dismal for the Patriots. They punted on all six of their drives in the second half. And on third down tonight, offensively, the Patriots were not so good. Third down for the Patriots tonight, 4 of 18. They had a problem converting on third down. And they had a lot of trouble moving the football on the ground. Stephen Ridley had the most carries tonight by far, 16 carries for 40 yards this evening. That's an average of 2.5 yards a carry. His longest run of the night was 9 yards. LeGarrette Blount, 4 carries for 11 yards. Not much better there. Julian Edelman, 1 carry. Leon Washington, 1 carry. And that's how it went for the Patriots tonight on the rushing attack. It was, for the most part, non-existent. Tom Brady, 19 of 39 tonight, 185 yards passing, 4.7 yards on average. Hit through the one touchdown. So it was not a great night for Tom Brady. In fact, I thought a lot of it had to do with his receivers. That was evident. But I'll tell you what, I don't think Tom Brady played all that well tonight as well. I think he overthrew a lot of guys. I think he missed some guys. And, you know, this is just rapid reaction. I'm going to have to go back and really focus on these things. But just from watching the game as it happened tonight, I thought that he overthrew some guys. And he had some minor mistakes as well. But I'll tell you what, his receivers did him no favors tonight outside of Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman was the one guy he could rely on and the one guy he could trust on big third down plays. So let's get your thoughts on this. Again, that phone number for you, 855-PATS-500, and we'll get into more of this game as we go on tonight. Let's start things off here on the Patriots.com post-game show, which, again, is presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We go to the Ace Ticket Hotline, and Alvin in Texas will start things off. Hi, Alvin.
Yeah, fine. I'm just glad that our defense actually pulled 3 interceptions. And the thing is, they were saying that the only way we're going to win is our defense, because supposedly it was a mismatch with the wide receivers over there and then the Jets. But it is what it is. I mean, it's like Belichick said, 50-minute game and just win.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they did get out of this, Alvin, thanks for the call. It's kind of hard to hear you there. It is good that they got out with the W. The fact that they were able to come up with 3 interceptions, Geno Smith, it helps playing a rookie quarterback. But I'll tell you what, Geno Smith, I think he's got a decent future in the NFL. I know he made some mistakes tonight. I know he missed some receivers. Don't forget, this guy's in his second NFL game. His second game on the road, Gillette Stadium, 4 days after week one. Not an easy spot for Geno Smith to be in, but I thought early on, Geno Smith showed some poise, especially early on. But I think throughout the course of the night, I'll tell you, the guy throws a much better ball than I thought he did. Just seeing him tonight, I think he's going to make it in the NFL, or at least he's going to have a lengthy opportunity to make it work in the NFL. And I think he's an NFL caliber quarterback, but you never know. you never know when a guy's only played a couple of games in his career, but I like his chances. I thought for a guy who was only playing in his second game ever, he looked okay, and I think that's a credit to the Patriots' defense. Pete is in Florida tonight. Hi, Pete.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
All right, so good news is, yeah, we won. Fantastic. Loved it. Defense played very good. But bad news, the defense played very good against a team that's offense wasn't very good. Geno Smith, all those interceptions, they were blatant interceptions. They were ugly passes. If that was a real quarterback, I think we would have got burned. I think you guys are getting a little excited about our defense because of tonight we won and beat the stupid Jets, but it wasn't good. It really wasn't good. If you look at all those interceptions, they're really not that good. We didn't stop the run. Besides our young receivers, and yeah, they're young and they made a few mistakes, Tom Brady played like shit. The only one he had...
No, I got to let you go on that one, my friend. And I would disagree with your point that the defense didn't play well, because I think they did. Now, you can say they played well against the New York Jets offense, so we didn't really learn a ton about the Patriots defense tonight, because we won't learn about them until they play a quality opponent, a team with a veteran quarterback, a team like the Falcons that has Matt Ryan, or a team like the Saints that has Drew Brees. I get that. If you want to say that, if you want to say the Jets as an offense are not good enough for you to make a determination that the Patriots defense is turning a corner, I would say I probably agree with you. I would agree with that. That's okay. But the Patriots defense could only go up against the team that was on the other side of the ball tonight. And when they did, they performed. And when that happens, you got to give them credit regardless of the opponent. Brandon's in Texas. Hi, Brandon.
Yes, sir. I was trying to figure out two things. Number one, why wasn't the Jets putting anyone back to receive the punts? That was just wild to me. It was awesome for the Patriots, so that was great. But and second, why did the Patriots seem to come out of the hurry-up offense after the first drive that they scored so easily on? It just seemed like they didn't even try to go back.
Yeah, it seemed like they had really tried to slow down the tempo after that. I understand. I know what you mean. On the punt thing, Brandon, really weird. It happened more than once. Rex Ryan didn't put anyone back to receive on the punts. I mean, something that you almost never see, and you definitely don't see it in the first quarter, but it happened. It happened for the Jets tonight, and I'm not sure what exactly they were going for with that, putting all those 11 guys up front and maybe trying to block the punt, trying to get an extra body up there, but that was strange. I don't get what the strategy is behind it. And I'm sure someone will ask Rex Ryan in his post game, what was that all about? I'm sure he's going to have some sort of answer for that, because Rex Ryan is never one to shy away from a question. So we'll have to find out what he says. But I didn't get it. I can't offer you an answer because I don't understand it. I don't know what he was going for there. And again, we'll be hearing from everyone on the Patriots side. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady. All of that is going to be coming up here on the Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com, presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. That number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. That is the Ace Ticket Hotline, and that's where Vinny in Michigan reaches us. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Good to get the win, but I was just kind of wondering if we even have any tight ends anymore, and I agree with you. I think if we don't get some of these guys back by a week for Atlanta, it's going to be a long Sunday night game to watch.
Yeah, I think getting guys healthy by the time Atlanta rolls around, Vinny, it's going to be very important. It's definitely going to be important, because playing against the Jets, playing against the Bills, even playing against Tampa Bay, who, by the way, lost to the Jets last week, we're not going to get any real idea of what this team can do against a real quality opponent in something that would simulate something close to what you're going to see in the playoffs. And I think that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a quality opponent to see. We think it looks bad tonight. Is it going to look that same way against someone that's a lot better than the New York Jets?
Yeah, we definitely got Atlanta, Cincinnati, and New Orleans, so it's going to be a tough road if we don't have our players healthy.
Yeah, Vinny, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan. He's in Illinois. Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So a common criticism I've heard the last 2 years about this defense is they don't make that clutch play at the clutch time like they did in the championship years, whether it's Willie McGinnis on the goal line or one of those, or Ty Law in the playoffs. Do you think the plays we saw tonight, the sacks in the second half or the end of the first half and all the interceptions, do you think these were clutch plays, or do you think this was just kind of grabbing that low-hanging fruit because, you know, rookie quarterback and all?
Well, I think it's probably somewhere in the middle, to be honest with you. I don't think it's, you know, all or none in terms of they're all clutch or, you know, it's just a matter of rookie quarterbacks. I mean, do I think that was a part of it? Yes, I do. The fact that it was Geno Smith, the fact is he's playing in only his second game. So I get that. That guy's going to make mistakes, but you also have to capitalize on them, and the Patriots did.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. That was all.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Patriots get the win tonight, 13-10. Is the final at Gillette Stadium. And as you mentioned, Geno Smith in this game, 15 of 35, 214 yards passing, 3 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times tonight. Tom Brady, 19 of 39, 185 yards. I'll tell you this, the one thing the Jets did, they did get a little bit of traction on the ground from Chris Ivory. I thought Chris Ivory played a solid game tonight. Carried 12 times, picked up 52 yards, and averaged 4.3 yards a carry. Longest run of the night was 11 yards. So I thought they got a little bit of traction there. If we're looking at some of the good guys offensively for the Jets, or the best guys, I should say, Santonio Holmes made a couple of nice grabs. I ended up with 3 catches, 51 yards for him, targeted 6 times. The guy who was targeted the most was Stephen Hill, 4 catches, 86 yards for Hill. He was targeted 8 times. Gave you some of the numbers for the Patriots receiving-wise. Julian Edelman, 13 grabs on 18 targets tonight. Huge night for him. And it was only 78 yards receiving, but the fact that he came up with 13 grabs on the night was a huge positive impact for the Patriots, even though they only got a touchdown and 2 field goals. But having him on the field late, picked up a big first down late, they needed this guy on the field tonight. Kenbrell Tompkins, we have not mentioned him at all. I put him in the same category as Dobson, and I almost feel like we're letting him off the hook because we haven't mentioned him yet. He was targeted 7 times tonight. He made 2 catches for 47 yards, the longest of which was 38 yards. He had a big, long catch. And so he was pretty much, I want to say, invisible on the field. And that's the one thing that I thought may have gotten a little bit better in week number 2, clearly they didn't look his way as often as they did in week number 1. I'm a little bit disappointed about the fact that Josh Boyce didn't even really show up, didn't show up at all on the stat sheet tonight. I was expecting to get something there. Patriots didn't get anything there. And so this all comes back to the young receivers on this team. This is definitely a problem spot. I think Tom Brady feels like it's a problem spot. Him completing less than 50% of his passes, that is not a typical Tom Brady night. Not even close to being a typical Tom Brady night. Want to continue with your thoughts. Let's go to Matt. He's in Providence. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well.
I wanted to comment a little bit about the sort of the off-season moves that took place this off-season. But first of all, I want to be positive about what took place tonight, because it might be kind of hard to be, but I've heard some people get extraordinarily negative about you know, only holding the Jets like they have a horrible offense and so on and so forth. I do think that the defense played fantastically tonight. Like, I think they got really good pressure on Geno. I think they you know, they made a pretty good decent plays on the ball and getting those interceptions and so on and so forth. So I want to stay positive in that regard. And you guys have already touched on the fact that Brady had what many would consider to be a pretty subpar game and so on and so forth. So in that regard, I kind of want to talk about what took place this past offseason with the Emmanuel Sanders possibility of signing him when he was a restricted free agent. And the guys that were available as wide receivers and as tight ends and so on and so forth, a lot of the things that happened this offseason could not have been foreseen. I 100% understand that. But the fact remains, this is only week 2, and this is the talent that they went into week 2 with, and we can mince words about how good Dobson might be or might not be, or Edelman and so on and so forth. And those guys, I mean, Dobson had a ton of drops, but he legitimately might be a good talent. Edelman was great tonight, and he was great last week, and so on and so forth. But there was talent available for this team. I want to get maybe some of your insight as to why these guys, why some of the guys, like I said, Emmanuel Sanders, Greg Jennings was a free agent. Everyone hates Mike Wallace, but at least he was a free agent, and so on and so forth. I don't understand how this team went into this season with this talent pool. Like, it just, it baffles me. And I know the Hernandez thing happened, and I know Gronkowski got hurt, and that was semi-foreseeable, and Amendola, and so on and so forth. I kind of want to get some insight onto what you guys think the plan was for this season, going into this year with all these guys that were very unproven, if
right.
not injury-prone, and so on and so forth.
Thanks. All right, Matt. I would say this. When it comes to what they did in the offseason, I would say the move for Emmanuel Sanders, they could have made a stronger push there. I agree with that. I believe they should have made a stronger push. But I will say this, and that stands, even with everything that has happened with the team, I still think they should have made a stronger push, and I think it speaks to the fact that they would have liked to have added another guy who's had some experience at receiver in this league. I think maybe there was going to be, with Aaron Hernandez, had he, you know, been on this team, I think you're looking at Aaron Hernandez playing a role more on the outside than on the inside and being more of a receiver than he was a tight end. I mean, he was such an athletically gifted, you know, player that he could play outside. He could split out, and he didn't have to be a tight end. So I think that was going to be a part of the equation. I think it's only week two. Rob Gronkowski, according to some reports, could be back by the Tampa game in week three. And let's be honest. This offense right now is not what it's going to be the rest of the year. Now, the Danny Amendola injury, let's not forget, he's not in the game tonight either. They did replace Wes Welker with Danny Amendola, but if he's not out there and he's unavailable, it's not going to help you much. And I think tonight that was evident that they missed Danny Amendola from last week. So going into the year, if you looked at it, assuming, you know, Rob Gronkowski will be back a few games in, Danny Amendola, who's a tremendously talented player, his questions are about his ability to stay on the field. If he's out there, you don't have to worry about the loss of Welker. You still have Hernandez. You'll have Gronk after a couple of weeks. And then, okay, can we fill that final spot with one of the rookies that we're going to draft or had already drafted, depending on what time frame you're looking at. So I got to be honest, in the offseason, I was a lot less concerned about the Patriots at the receiver spot. And I think maybe the team was too, and that, I don't think that's wrong. But I also think they should have, had they had the interest in Emmanuel Sanders, should have made a bigger push. But I'll tell you what, this was not as big of a as big of a need for this team in the offseason. It would have been very nice, but I'll tell you what, I think they're in need of one now. I think they're in need of another veteran guy, and I think they're maybe going to start making some calls on that. I think they will. We heard a report this week, Pro Football Talk put it out there, that Brandon Lloyd had been in touch with the Patriots at some point in time. It's not clear when. One report was that he had talked to six different teams. He didn't intend to play football, but just the fact that the Patriots had called and just checked in, even if it wasn't a serious push or a contract offer, they were just checking in. It tells you maybe they're not afraid to check in on some more guys. And I don't know who it's going to be. I have to take a long look at who would be available, because at this time of year, you know, there's not always a ton of guys out there that are really going to make an immediate impact on your team. I don't think Deion Branch is one of those options. If Lloyd wants to play football again, I would say yes, but who knows? I'll just say that I think the Patriots receiving problems that we're seeing tonight, some of them are going to be alleviated once Gronkowski is healthy, once you've got Amendola back, whenever that may be, whether it be week 3, week 5, week 10, who knows. This is a much better team with those guys. The tight end part is important, though, because that position is now non-existent in this Patriots offense, and we have become so accustomed over the last few years to seeing it be a major part of this offense, and right now, they don't even have really anything going on there. Michael Manawanui, no catches tonight. James Devlin, who's, you know, fullback slash tight end, one of those hybrid type of guys, he had one catch tonight for 4 yards. There's just nothing coming from that spot they just don't have tight ends. They don't have the ability to throw Rob Gronkowski on the field and create some of those mismatches. They just can't do it. They don't have the personnel. And right now the Patriots need to get healthy, and they may want to consider also adding a player to this team. Let's go back to the phone. Sean is in Vancouver. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. What do you got?
Great. Well, I just want to say, look, yeah, it wasn't pretty, but it's a win. Now, they're 2-0. They're 2-0 in the AFC Conference, and they're 2-0 in the division. So that's pretty good. I mean, that's where you want to be. It doesn't matter if you win by 30 or you win by 1 or 3. You want to win the game. And I got to be happy about that. And they're just fortunate that the first 2 weeks they're playing teams that didn't have great offenses or that could really put a lot of points on the board with the Bills and the Jets. Now then we look forward. We have a long off week to practice, and maybe Dobson is going to get some reps in there, and hopefully he'll be better next week, and Gronkowski could be back. And when they play Tampa, they could have more weapons, and you know, we'll try and go 3-0, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and I think if you're saying going 3-0, I think the Patriots have a very good chance, even with the issues they're dealing with. They have a very good chance of going 3-0. That, I think, is definitely achievable. I expect them to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Even with the problems the Patriots are dealing with, they're still in a very good spot in terms of the rest of the NFL. They will still play a Tampa team, and I believe they will win. So it's not just a matter of, you know, they're going to lose games. It's, you know what, there's some things on this team that they're probably going to need to work on, get some guys healthy, and improve upon, because it was not good looking tonight. It just wasn't a good looking win for the Patriots, but it's a W. So you're happy about the fact that they win, but there are definitely things to pick at and criticize this team for that happened tonight. Dustin's in South Carolina. He's up next on the Patriots post game show. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got?
I was just wondering, I got a couple questions actually. Do you have any idea why they didn't sub in Josh Boyce for more plays that Aaron Dobson was on after they saw he was struggling?
I have no answer for you. I really don't.
Were you thinking the same thing?
I thought we would have seen more of Boyce tonight, and we saw very little of Boyce.
And also, because I know Brandon Lloyd, he rejected 16, but if you think the Patriots throw a little bit more money out there at him, do you think he would take it, whether that be, I don't know, like a 30, 40, 50% increase? In cash?
In what? I'm sorry, I'm not following along.
Oh, like whatever type of contract they offered him now, if they offered him, like, I don't know, like 30, 40, 50% more, do you think he would take it and end up coming, or do you think they go after maybe even Terrell Owens, even though I don't really want him on the team, but...
I get what you're saying.
Receiver?
Yeah, I don't know that money is going to be enough to bring Brandon Lloyd back. I mean, if he's turning down six different teams, he's got plenty of buyers and could probably get paid... what would be a little bit more than fair market value for what he's worth. So I doubt it's money. I doubt it's money. If he's turning down six teams, Dustin, I think it's more than money. That's about really not wanting to play football. That Lloyd drop just scared me. I had no idea what just happened.
Lloyd!
Yes, it's so loud. It's good though. It's good because it's getting late. That game tonight took a long time.
To keep you awake, you know?
That game took like forever. Or at least it seemed that way.
3.5 hour game.
That was a grinder.
You almost had a lightning delay, too.
That was a grinder of a game. Grinder of a game. And I'm glad you're all staying up with us tonight on Patriots.com here for the post game show as we break it all down and talk about it with you. I see some of you waiting. Gonna get to more of your calls. That number, if you want to get on board, is 855- Pats 500, as I mentioned earlier, Tom Brady, less than 50% tonight passing in his completion percentage. I'm going to tell you how rare that low completion percentage is for Tom Brady coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more analysis and reaction from tonight's game. You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Phone number for you is 855-PASS-500. We got Bill Belichick coming up from the podium. We'll hear from Tom Brady as well. You don't want to miss that. I'm waiting. I'm getting anxious to hear what Tom Brady has to say after this game tonight. As I mentioned to you earlier,
can't wait.
That is right. I cannot wait. Tom Brady tonight in this game, 19 of 39 on the night, which comes out to a completion percentage of, I wish we had a drum roll, 48. Do we have a drum roll? Can we get a drum roll? A little drum roll there? No? Okay. 48.72. 48.72. There it is. A little late.
I said to prove that I could find it.
But that's okay. It still works. Oh, I like it. Here, get that ready because we're going to need that again. The number of times in which Tom Brady has had a percentage of 50% or less. I need the drum roll. A little extra at the end there. Tonight would be 12. Tonight is only the 12th time in 178 career games in the regular season for Tom Brady. 12 times, excuse me, I got that wrong. I didn't add in tonight's game. 12 games out of 179 career games that Tom Brady has had a completion percentage less than 50%. And only if you look at this game, he has a number of completion percentages that are right around that 48 mark. So if I say tonight was 11, or 12 I should say, there's actually 10 that were lower in his career. So Tom Brady tonight, not good. The 11th worst Tom Brady completion percentage in his career. The last time that he was lower than 50%, the last time that he had that, was 2009. Twice in 2009. Once against the Jets. That was the 16-9 loss. And that was at the Jets on September 20th of 2009. And then later, in 2009 against Buffalo, which was a win. Patriots won that game 17-10, but Tom Brady was 11 of 23 that game. So that was the last time. It was 2009. So the last time he actually did it was that Buffalo game, but it did happen twice in 2009. That's the last time you had Tom Brady going less than 50% completions in a game. Not a solid night for Tom Brady. So it's rare. What you saw from Tom Brady tonight does not happen often. We got to go back to the phones. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. D'Angelo is in Virginia tonight. Hi, D'Angelo.
Hey, Beto. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I got two quick analysis concerning the bad list that you had. I noticed that you only had the offense. I find that Steven Gostkowski should be on that list as well, because it seems like almost every week he's missing like a field goal. That is a concern, because if the scores were reversed and we were down, I'm not too sure if I would have been comfortable with him kicking a 40 or 50 yard field goal.
So we're going to, let me follow here. So, but you're going to knock him even though he didn't have that happen tonight?
I mean, didn't he miss one in this game?
He did. He did. He was 2 of 3 on field goals, but it wasn't as if it came down, the final kick came down to like him. But
yeah,
you're right. Missing a kick.
But I'm just saying that it's becoming a constant with him now, missing field goals. So.
And you know what? It's totally fair to put him on the bad list. You know, we're just starting off with some of the thoughts here, the good, the bad, and the injured. And that's okay. You want to put him on the bad list, I would. I just don't think that, you know, it wasn't as if the Patriots lost tonight because of a missed field goal. That field goal would have added some extra security late in the game, but it didn't cost the Patriots the game. But it's fine. It's an absolutely fair criticism. He does miss too many kicks. He does. It's becoming noticeable. Let's go to Seth in Springfield. He's up next on the Patriots postgame show. Hi, Seth.
Hello. And the most interesting play of the game was the last, the interception by Jalib, and then the ejections. Do you expect any suspensions for the players like number 60 and number 62 of the Jets?
I think.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, after them being videotaped throwing punches.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a problem for the Jets, and I think it's going to be a problem for those players. Because DeBrickashaw Ferguson, one of the guys who was ejected. Willie Colon was ejected at the end of the game, so that's definitely going to get a review from the league. And not only is it going to get a review, there's going to be fines handed out related to the ejections themselves. Nick Mangold was the one that started all that. He was the one that tackled Tlaib, wrapped him up by the legs when he was out of bounds. I just want to say I completely and wholeheartedly disagree with Mike Mayock saying that Aqib Tlaib was somehow dancing, and that was what started that play. Aqib Tlaib did nothing wrong. He was spinning out of bounds. Was he prancing a little bit? Maybe, but that has nothing to do with it. It was not in celebration. It's just the way in which he was stepping out of bounds. And that's the type of play with Nick Mangold, who's, you know, one of those guys that plays on the edge. And that's okay, because you know why? When that guy's on your team, you love him. You know, that's like, For the Patriots, that's that if you had him on your team, you'd love him. That's all I'm gonna say. Logan Mankins is one of those guys. So the beginning of that play, which started it, was ridiculous to begin with. Mangold should have been flagged. He was. Patriots were not happy with it, as you saw on TV. Big scrum, bunch of guys in a pile, pushing, shoving. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, throwing a punch, and yeah, Willie Colon hitting an official, trying to break it up, you know, shoving on an official. That is probably not going to be taken lightly by the league office. And this is just with 38 seconds left to go in the game. So there's no automatic suspensions for ejected players, but I would not be surprised to see some suspensions come down, especially when you hit a ref. When you're taking that kind of action. I don't know if you caught this, but Bill Belichick was irate that those players, when they were ejected from the game, now there's only 40 seconds to go, you know, 38 seconds to go. Bill Belichick was irate that those players did not leave the sideline, to the point where he had to argue with the referee and say, get those guys out of here, and not in those words. It's a little bit saltier from Bill Belichick. Sneaked out on the telecast tonight. It's okay, it's late at night. So, I think the league's definitely going to take a look at that. But I'm willing to bet, at the very least, just due to the ejections, there's going to be some fines handed out for that. Want to get to some emails? I'm going to get back right back to your calls, too. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send in the emails. Alex from Brazil writes in, what up, Mark with a C? I'll take an ugly win, making us 2-0 every day if we can keep winning and play games like this until Gronk gets back and Amendola heals his body and soul. He writes, and soul. We'll manage to get a decent record. Winning turnovers against the Jets isn't much. Also, Geno made some poor decisions. That's true. Jones showed the Jones we're hoping for. Chandler Jones, 2 sacks tonight. Arrington seems to be in for a good season. Very solid point, and I wanted to bring this up, and I'm glad Alex did. Kyle Arrington has been the best, even with Aqib Talib, with his performance tonight. The 2 picks, the forced fumble. I think on the whole, Kyle Arrington over the first 2 games has been the best defensive back the Patriots have had on the field. Now, I think that unit has played well, and we got a chance to talk to Steve Gregory short time ago, and he agreed. He thought his unit and his guys in that group played well in the secondary. I think so far they've gotten off to a good start. And both Aqib and Arrington have both played well. Out of the 3 corners, Alphonso Dennard is definitely third in the group. Definitely third. So far so good, and Arrington's been very good. Back to the email from Alex, so I apologize there. Really longing to watch a game against a true passing quarterback. Those 13 points won't cut it then. Aaron dropped so many instead of Aaron Dobson. Needs to get a good night's sleep before Tampa, though. Cheers from Brazil, Alex. Alex, thank you for the email. Aaron Dobson's drops tonight were a problem. And at times is, you know, not just his drops, but running the wrong routes. That was what really set off Brady at that point in which he was yelling late in the first half. He was not happy. Not happy with the young guy. And Dobson, you know, at times wasn't looking, wasn't paying attention, didn't turn his head back for the ball early in the second half. He just did not have a good night. And he had the touchdown. He had the only Patriots touchdown tonight. He started off great, and it went south from there. Vinny from Michigan writes in, do we have any tight ends anymore? Gronk needs to be back next week. Is anyone else shocked? Amendola is out with an injury. I'm not shocked. And listen, call it what you want. Injury prone, gets a lot of injuries. I'm not calling Danny Amendola soft or weak or not tough or any of those things. Some people are just prone to more injuries because physically they're not the same as everybody else. It takes some people a little less to break a bone than another guy. And Danny Amendola is dealing what I think might be a pretty serious injury. We'll have to see how long it takes him to be healthy enough to go out on the field and play. But I think he's going to be dealing with that injury all year long. That's a type of injury that just kind of lingers and nags. One of those nagging injuries that doesn't seem to go away. Phone number for you, 855-PATS-500. We got Bill Belichick coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from the head coach of the Patriots. And between now and then, we talk to you on the phone lines. John is in Florida. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to get off. I thought Edelman played big time tonight, like almost Welker-esque, Amendola-esque with all his catches. I know he didn't have a lot of yardage, but still, they were bracket covering him 2-3 men at sometimes when they knew they were going to go to him, Edelman.
What yeah, your thoughts on that? I'm not sure that it was Welker-esque. And I like Julian Edelman, but I don't think it rose to that level, to be honest with you.
Right.
I thought he was good. I thought he was solid. He was reliable. I don't think he was quite Wes Welker.
Considering, though, he was the quarterback coming out of college, did play pretty big time.
Well, I mean, that's years ago now. And honestly, right. Who cares? I got to be honest with you. I don't care that he played quarterback in college.
He played big time. And one last thing.
Yeah.
I thought in the game against the Bills, Tompkins had no separation. I know Dobson didn't play, but I thought they had some good separation. Just they couldn't hold on to the ball. It was really frustrating.
Well, some of that happened tonight. Some of that happened tonight, too. And, and John, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening.
No problem.
I would say this, too, about Edelman. Listen, he was the only real threat in the receiving game on the field tonight, and he still made all those grabs. So it's absolutely a compliment to Julian Edelman when you say this guy had 13 catches tonight, and really, he's the one guy out there who can do anything. So he had a tremendous night. I just don't think what he does rises to the level of what Wes Welker does. That's what I would think. I have a lot of respect for Wes Welker's game. Ted is in Anchorage tonight, calling us all the way from Alaska. He's up next on the Patriots post-game show. Hi, Ted.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What do you got? How'd you think of the game?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You know what? I just watched the game, you know, and I'm listening to you. I got to say tonight, if the timing was on, we would have blown out the Jets. I really think it's a timing issue. And, you know, it's almost as if Brady is throwing the ball, thinking the receiver's going to be down where he wants him to be, and he's just slightly behind. He's just slightly behind. And I think that just takes a little bit more time. I think he's going to get it. I really think, you know, Dobson's got tremendous potential. What I'd like to know is why have they not put Quentin Sims on the active roster? I know he's on the practice team, but, I mean, he caught two balls from Tim Tebow, one of which was just a crazy catch, and the other one wasn't bad either. It was definitely an NFL veteran-type catch in the end zone there. You know, why they have Josh, I think his name is Josh Boyce, that I didn't even see. He's on their roster as a wide receiver. I never even saw him tonight, didn't even see Brady go to him at all. Why would you even give Sims a try?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Boyce was barely on the field. He was barely on the field, and I understand you're talking about Sims and what you saw at the end of the preseason with Tebow on the field, and you know what? He did play well, but don't forget the competition. He was going up against third and fourth string guys and guys that are not even playing in the NFL anymore, guys that don't have jobs right now. So I would say, listen, if there was something he could give this team, I think he'd be on the roster. I just think that he was able to beat up on some guys that, again, we're talking college-level players, not NFL-level players. So that does weigh into this.
Well, I understand, but let's face it. This year, we have a lot of rookies on the team, and I will give the defense all the glory tonight for that win. I haven't seen that type of pressure put on any – I don't care what quarterback it is. I haven't seen that kind of pressure in a long time. I'm really impressed with our defense. I just thought they were after that quarterback. The pressure was there, and the times when they did sack him – those were great sacks.
Yeah, I thought they got to the quarterback, and I think the defense is coming along. Ted, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling all the way in from Alaska tonight after this Patriots win. Now, obviously, in Alaska, a little bit earlier than 1 o'clock in the morning, but I appreciate it. Phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Antoine's in New Jersey. I was going to say tonight, but I'll say early this morning. Hi, Antoine.
How you doing? I have two questions. One is in regards to the running back position. With Shane Vereen being out until week 11, do you kind of see there being a 1-2 punch in regards to Stephen Ridley and LeGarrette Blount? Because I know the passing game is obviously deficient to what it used to be, but I think we really could build off the running game because the running game was really non-existent in this game. And I think that, you know, that would be something that really will help us out with the problems that we do have now on the team. And my second question is, you could blatantly see that Brady was frustrated. Do you think this would be enough to really get Bill Belichick in the front office to really make a strong push in regards to trying to get some other talent on the team?
Not yet. I don't think so. I think it's something that they're probably thinking about, Antoine, and I think they should be thinking about it. Do I think they go out and act on it this week? No. I think they're going to play Tampa, you know, 10 days from now. They will very likely have, or shouldn't say very likely, it's more than possible that Rob Gronkowski will be back on the team. They will add him into the mix. They will be much better because they add him into the mix and he's playing. And I think then they will assess, and then they will take a look at Danny Amendola's injury. And I'm sure 10 days from now, or even, you know, a week from now, they'll know more about Danny Amendola and his status and how long he may be out. So once they find those things out, maybe then they start thinking about making some calls. But I'll tell you what, we were looking at a list here in the studio of some of the free agent receivers, and there's not a lot out there. It really isn't. You know, Terrell Owens, no. Brendan Lloyd, they already called him. He doesn't want to play football. It just, that list gets really thin really quick. You know, Braylon Edwards. No thanks. I just don't think there's a lot on that list that's impressive. Deion Branch, I'd rule him out. There's just not a lot there. So to be honest with you, I think that ship may have sailed in terms of being able to just throw a guy in and have him work. That was for the offseason. That was for free agency. That was for, you know, the draft, which they did draft guys, but they obviously didn't find the type of player that's going to have an immediate impact. So I think this is what you're going to see. You're going to see this team get Rob Gronkowski back, try and get Danny Amendola healthy, and they're going to take it from there. But I think at the very least, they're probably starting to think a little bit, at least think about looking at that list and bringing a guy in and getting a look, getting a tryout. Something along those lines. Chris is in Tampa. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's going on? What'd you think of tonight's game?
It was awfully painful, man. I seriously felt like they should bring Tim Tebow in and let him play receiver, man. I think he'd have made more plays than these guys out there, man. And, you know, it's understood that these guys are rookies. However, it doesn't take anything to catch a ball. Running wrong routes, they get it, but catching a ball, I mean, there's nothing else. Just catch a ball. If you run, just catch the ball. That's all is really act. Catch the ball.
Yeah, and, you know, I think there's a lot of that going on tonight. If you're looking at this game, make it some of those second guesses. It's, can you hang on to the ball? You know, I know that it was raining in the second half tonight. Chris, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I know it was raining, but the drop passes were happening throughout the game. It wasn't a rain thing. It wasn't that. Do not put anything in this game on the rain tonight, okay, people? None of that. None of that. We do want to hear from Bill Belichick, and Patriots get a win tonight. 13-10 is the final score at Gillette Stadium. Patriots now 2-0. The Jets are 1-1. Bill Belichick now has a little extra time to get ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Week 3. And this is what Bill Belichick had to say after tonight's game.
You know, once again, stepped up, made the plays we needed to make in the fourth quarter. You know, the conditions weren't great out there in the second half, but, you know, did a better job of taking care of the ball than we did last week. That was key. And, you know, had some stops on defense, had some field position in the kicking game. So, you know, always room for improvement, but good to be 2-0, good to get two division wins. And so we'll take a little break here and then get ready for Tampa. But, you know, I thought the team fought hard today, and that was good. I'd like to see that.
Coach, were you surprised at all the drop balls up there on both sides?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those games. You know, it's one of those 13-10, 10-7, 16-13. You kind of tell it's going to be one of those games, and that's what it was. So, you know, I thought both teams really competed hard. It's a tough division game like it always is, like it was last week, like it is with the Jets always. So, yeah, that's the way it is. We played a lot of tight coverage. We played a lot of tight coverage. Some tough throws in there for both sides.
Coach, how would you assess the performance of Ryan Allen?
Well, I thought he got the ball off. You know, there was some key situations that, you know, I thought he handled, you know, not perfect, but decent. We'll take a look at the film, take a little closer look at it. But, you know, he certainly got us some field position. You know, just as a team, I think we got to do a little better job on the plus 50, you know, our coverage, our kicks, and, you know, get those balls down there a little bit tighter. But, you know, it wasn't easy out there. You know, he and Danny Aiken, you know, handled the ball pretty well. And Edelman, too, I'd say, on the punt returns, you know, handled it pretty well. Some tough catches back there.
Are you noticing anything about the personality of your team because of the fact that you guys have now won two close games in 5 days?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's early in the season. We'll see. We'll just keep grinding it out here, but I don't know. It's good to win them. I mean, I know that, but, you know, I think it's a little too early to, you know, brand anybody as anything. Just keep playing and get better.
Is that first touchdown pass designed to kind of take advantage of the rookie's inexperience, the rookie cornerback?
You talking about the play action? Well, it looked like they had everybody up pretty close to the line of scrimmage, which they did that quite a bit tonight, and looked like they had no deep field player, and looked like they were kind of got caught up in there in the action, and Aaron, you know, slipped behind him. Tom found him, so, you know, we got behind him several times. We didn't convert as often as we would like to or need to, but that was a big one for us, no question.
Bill, can you talk about Julian's play tonight, really stepping up with Danny being out?
Yeah, you know, Julian played well, made some tough catches and did a good job on the punt returns. You know, he plays hard like he always does. You know, he's a tough kid. And, I thought he made a couple tough catches out there, too, in the second half. You know, had to take the ball away from his body, you know, in the rain and all that. But he competed hard.
Are you pleased with the way your defensive back stepped up tonight to leave it two picks?
Yeah, it's always good to turn the ball over. It's always good to turn the ball over. I mean, again, I thought we competed well as a football team. I mean, everything we did wasn't perfect, that's for sure. But we played hard. We fought hard. We made them earn everything they got. They made us earn everything. It was just, you know, one of those games. But, you know, I thought the team really competed well for 60 minutes. And so that was, you know, I'm proud of them for that. They did a good job there.
At the end of the first half, you had Tom nailing the ball on third down. Did you think you just didn't have enough time? Or, you know, in that situation, you're playing for a field goal?
Well, we had enough time to run a play, but, you know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. And, you know, the chance to score from the 25-yard line, you know, I don't think's real good. So, you know, we want to make sure we had the opportunity for 3 points. We had the ball right in the middle of the field. We put it where we wanted it. We just didn't execute the play well enough. But, you know, we took our shot the play before, or two plays before, whatever it was. And, you know, just felt like that was, you know, our best chance to give us our best chance to get 3 points.
Bill, Tom's irritation on a couple of plays that didn't go exactly as he would have liked was pretty obvious. Is there ever a point in which a player can be counterproductive in nonverbal or verbal gestures to a teammate? And do you pay attention to that stuff with younger players and older players?
I mean, I don't know. I think Tom's is probably the best leader I've ever been around. So I wouldn't be too critical of him. Dante did a nice job. You know, he blitzed well. I don't know how many tackles he made, but it seemed like he was around the ball and he had a lot of coverage responsibility. You know, they have a couple of good, you know, inside receivers, their tight ends, and all, you know, those guys did a good job, you know, pretty good job handling them.
With so many unexperienced skill players, how tough was it to play a second game in 4 days at this time of the season, very beginning to start?
There wasn't really a whole lot new for us this week. We, you know, ran what we know how to run. We got to do it a little bit better. All the way across the board in all phases of the game, but certainly our execution on offense. It's just, you know, it's not like it was a lot of new stuff. We just got to do it better. You know, that's. And they're a pretty good defensive football team, and they got up there, and you know, it was what it was. So, you know, we made enough to win, but, you know, we're going to have to keep making more than that.
So what were your overall impressions of Geno Smith today?
I don't know. I'm just happy we won. We'll take a look at the film and, you know, look at how everybody matched up. But, had a couple good drives. I don't know. I have to talk to them about how their players played. Just trying to watch our guys, to tell you the truth. Okay, all right, thanks.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick after the game tonight, talking about his team's victory. It sounds like he's just happy to get out of this with a win. He's happy that his team competed. As you heard him say, team competed for 60 minutes. Got to get out of this one, move on. And it's another week in the books for the Patriots. They beat the Jets tonight. 13-10 is your final from Gillette Stadium. Phone number for you, open lines, 855-PATS-500. If you want to send an email, you can do that as well, webradio@patriots.com. Coming up next, we'll hear from Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
The Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance?
You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
A lot of punting tonight. Ryan Allen was put to work. The two-time Ray Guy Award winner. We're going to hear that a million times this season, by the way, Kev. Two-time Ray Guy Award winner. Every single week, the broadcast crew is going to mention that on TV. This is a two-time Ray Guy Award winner. Get used to it. It's just going to be part of the year. I bet you didn't know this about tonight's performance from Ryan Allen, the Patriots punter. He was able to tie Rich Camarillo's franchise record for punting yards in a game. There was a lot of punts, 514 yards worth of punts, and he tied them at 514. Ryan Allen tonight, he ties the Patriots record in this game tonight for the Pats. Usually not a good sign when you have 11 punts for 514 yards. Not what you're looking for when you go into the game. Tom Brady tonight was able to pass Drew Bledsoe on the NFL all-time list of completions. I believe Tom Brady is now seventh on that list, according to what we were told here at the game tonight. So there you go. Tom Brady making some history tonight as well. Tom Brady surpassing Drew Bledsoe in completions in his NFL career. Let's get back to the phones with you at 855-PATS-500. We'll hear from Tom Brady coming up just a few short minutes from now. John is in Hawaii, and he's up next on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Hi, John. John, what are your thoughts on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I believe that we're fortunate to have this type of performance so early in the season. Back-to-back division opponents, I think they really opened up the flaws of the team. And I think over a one-week or four-day basis, or less than a week, we saw improvements in every phase of the game. And, yes, it was a poor offensive performance. But although we can appreciate Stephen Ridley, he improved some of his ball control. And then Julian Edelman, he pretty much stayed consistent when we needed him. And, you know, not every game is going to be perfect. But what matters most is that the team identifies the issues, and then the corrections get made the next week. So I think over the next 10 days, we have a great opportunity to do that. And you can guarantee Bill Belichick is going to add additional emphasis to ball control. So
I think there's definitely improvement to be made. John, thank you for listening, and thanks for your thoughts on tonight's game on Ridley. You notice no gloves tonight for Ridley. The bare hands, you saw him in that late second half. And he bobbled the football. Brady pitched him the football, and he nearly lost it. That was on the Patriots' second-to-last drive. Well, really, the Patriots' last drive. I'm not counting them taking over as a drive, so I'll say their last drive of the game. Patriots' offense, by the way, early in the game, and we haven't talked a lot about this, and actually, as I say this, there's something else I'm going to get to in a minute. Patriots taking over after the fumble, which was recovered, and Devin McCourty took it back to the 8 yard line of the Jets. You got to get in the end zone there. Patriots offense, you have to get in the end zone. And I'll tell you what I absolutely hated about that. I hated that the Patriots at first and goal from the 8, they tried to throw on first down. Incomplete pass on that play. And I thought, are the Patriots going to be making this change that we so badly want them to be able to make, which is be physical, which is run the ball at the opponent when they know it's coming? Or at the very least in that situation, you know, play action, something there, other than just drop back and pass on first and goal from the 8. And I'll tell you, this is going to help if they can establish the run. And Stephen Ridley was, he was okay. I mean, he had the most production of the Patriots' backs tonight. But the offensive line, I'd put them on the good list in terms of protecting the quarterback. They do a good job of that. When it comes to pass blocking, they're pretty damn good. And they were good tonight. When it comes to really getting that push up front and creating something in the running game, they weren't good tonight. They weren't. You can put them on my bad list. They didn't get that push that they needed to get the running game going. So it's not on the backs for me. It's on, you know, and this is why, you know, you may have heard me say before, I find the running back position overall, the running back position to be overrated, because so much of what running backs do are because of their offensive line. And so, on the other hand, when they don't do well, I don't believe that they deserve a lot of the blame, unless they're making mistakes or fumbling the football or things like that. They just didn't have the push up front from the guys on the offensive line. I know they've been banged up, they've had some issues there, but they got to get a better push up front to run the ball, which is going to open things up in the passing game when they can run that play action. And we just haven't seen the Patriots establish that run. We didn't see it tonight in this game with the New York Jets. And the Jets are pretty good on defense and they're good up front. But you got to do a better job than what you showed tonight, because I thought they were hurting in this game when they couldn't pass. But that particular drive for the Patriots, that on the first down and 8, the first and goal to go from the 8, that was the third time the Patriots had the ball in the game. And so they tried to establish the run a little bit on the first drive that they had, but just look at the first two plays of the game. They come out tonight, the Patriots come out in the first two plays of the game, Brady's in the shotgun. And I thought, okay, I guess early on they're not going to try and establish that run. Now they did get a first down on that drive, and they did hand off to Ridley. Second down, no huddle. First down after they picked up the first down on second and 7. Right back to a deep pass. No huddle again. And then on second down, they ran it. So, you know, I just don't see the consistent establishment of the run. I didn't see it tonight, and I think it hurt the team, and I think they need a better push up front from their offensive line. Defensive line, this was the other thought I wanted to get to before I forget. Vince Wilfork in this game tonight? It's not often you see Vince Wilfork get consistently, I don't want to say beat, held in check. Because some nights, you know, the opponent's going to have a good night.
Neutralized, I'd say.
He was neutralized. He was taken out of the game. They neutralized Vince Wilfork. The Jets, Vlad Dukas, offensive lineman from UMass. Shameless plug there. He had a good night. I'll tell you what. Vlad Dukas is a guy who was drafted very raw talent. He was drafted too high. Is that the horn? I like that. Tooting the horn. He was drafted too high. The Jets should not have drafted him too high. And they've stuck with him. And I watched him tonight and said, this is the guy they probably thought they were drafting. He's come along nicely. Because I thought he was going to be an epic bust and was going to be out of the league. And you know what? He's turned it around. And tonight, he did a great job of keeping Vince Wilfork in check. Vince Wilfork did not wreak havoc. Vince Wilfork did not disrupt things for the Patriots' defensive line. And that almost never happens. Ever. So I don't think it's, you know, any lack of effort on Vince Wilfork's part, but I gotta tell you, that must have really gotten under his skin. Vince Wilfork is not used to being held in check. And tonight he was. Jets did a real solid job up front on Vince Wilfork. And the Patriots offensive line, they need a better push in the run game. 855-PATS500 is the phone number, 855 Pats 500. Let's go to Jason, who is in Maine. Hi, Jason. Jason.
Hello. Hey, I was kind of curious. First off, I was pretty impressed with Edelman, but I didn't expect, I expected him to do more 4 and 5 wide receiver sets with no tight end. You know, not any pass catching tight ends, really. And they didn't really run any 4 and 5 receiver sets, in which I thought Boyce would play more in the slot and have Edelman in like the Z and Dobson in the X, but they don't seem to be spreading the field very much like they used to and running the little short crossing routes.
Yeah. Well, I think they did run a lot of those crossing routes, to be honest with you, with Edelman. Right, Edelman ran a lot of crossing routes tonight.
No, they did run a lot of crossing routes, but I expect to see it more out of a 4 and 5 sets. And
hold on, Jason, I got to stop you for a second. When you say 5, who would be your 5th receiver? Just curious.
Well, you got Edelman, Tompkins, Dobson, Boyce.
What about that Matthew Slater?
Like, is it Matt? Who is it? Who's your guy there?
Tompkins, Dobson, Rapp.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, you can't even come up with it. That's what you're dealing with. So 5 wide, forget that. That's not going to work. I'll tell you this, though. When they did have, and I got to be honest with you, I don't agree for this reason, Jason. They don't have the personnel to do it. They just don't have the guys. At least right now they don't. And I would say this. They needed the extra protection to let those guys run those routes. Those routes with the young guys, slow to develop. And we've gotten some emails coming in here and some tweets saying at least the guys are getting separation. They're getting a little bit of separation. They're getting 2 yards. And they're only getting it because they've been afforded so much time. Tom Brady was very well protected tonight.
Dobson had separation on 2 plays down the field. And that was about, those are the only ones that really stand out to me as like really, really being separated from the defense.
But it's just when these guys are running routes other than just go routes down the field, okay? It's taken a long time to develop. We saw some of that in Buffalo last weekend. We saw a little bit more of it tonight. And these guys are just not – listen, they're rookies. What do you expect? This is what you get. This is what you get with rookies. You got to put up with some of this stuff. So as in theory, Jason, it makes a lot of sense, but I just don't think they have the guys to pull it off. Ronnie's in Cleveland. Hi, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Well, other than almost having a heart attack watching this game, I was really proud of the defense really stepping it up. But like you say about the rookies, you know, even though they're rookies or not, you still got to catch the football. And that was just my problem with Dobson. It's just Tom Brady, you know, did what he can. You know, he can't throw the ball any more precise. You got to catch the football. You know, you got to understand that you're on a winning team. You're coming to a winning organization. We're used to scoring touchdowns. That's the name of our game. That's how we win football games, scoring touchdowns. And that's just my problem with when I was seeing this offense. You know, when we coming up to go against New Orleans and when we got to go against Atlanta and also Denver, we need to score. You know, we can't score off field goals. You know, the punts got to go down to the minimum. You know, we just got to score. I was just disappointed and with the rookie receivers, you know. Even though you guys are rookies, you still got to catch football. And that was just my thing.
Yeah, that part is fair. Yeah, no, that part is absolutely fair. If the ball's in your hands, Ronnie, you got to bring that thing in.
Exactly. That's why you got drafted for.
Exactly. If you're playing in the NFL, you get open, you have that separation, the ball's put in your hands and you can't reel it in, that's on you. That's not on you being a rookie. That's not on the quarterback. That's all on you.
Exactly. Basic fundamentals. That's why you got drafted. That's right. Why you got your full ride scholarship. Got to catch the ball.
The route running, the being in the right spot, having good communication with the quarterback, that stuff you can kind of excuse because that comes in time. That comes with experience. That comes with playing together. Catching the football, that's bare minimum stuff. You're in the NFL. You have to catch the ball. That's what I would say. Ronnie, thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right, man. Take care. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number here on the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand with you for another 20, 25 minutes or so. It is a Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. The official console of the NFL, that Ace Ticket hotline for you is 855-PATS-500, the North American toll-free number. The email address, webradio@patriots.com. Getting a lot of emails coming in here. And if you want to send a tweet as well, you can tweet me at Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore Bertrand. That's right. Tweet it up. Send me a tweet. Let's go to the emails here. We got one from John in L.A. John writes, the subpar performance of the offensive line. Nobody seems to be talking about it. Give credit to the weather and the Jets. I get it. But this offensive line has been really, really unimpressive so far in both games. So everyone can bash on Dobson's drops all night, and we can give Brady a pass on his inability to at least sort of maintain his composure, but this offensive line is a problem. It's not just rookies at wideout. That's from John in L.A. I think that they've got issues, John, but I think you're giving it a little bit more blame than it's worth. I mean, in the passing game, they were okay. They gave Brady plenty of time to throw the football tonight. Not a problem. It's in the run game that they haven't been able to hold up their end of the bargain. Trey from Dallas writes in, sloppy game from the offense, including Tom Brady, but underlying story from these last two games is that while the offense is trying to catch some type of rhythm, the defense has found a way to get stops and win games for us. That's from Trey from Dallas, also known as T. Willis. And I think that's an important part, that the defense is something the Patriots needed tonight. Even if it wasn't a quality opponent, even if it wasn't an Atlanta or New Orleans or any of the other teams with a real quality passer and a real top-notch offense, the Patriots needed the defense tonight to come through, and it did. Regardless of the opponent, it came through. Pete's in Augusta, Maine, and he writes, ugly win, but we'll take it. Good list. Edelman, Tlaib, Jones, bad list. Blunt, rookie receivers, tight ends. Honorable mention, Ninkovich. Pass rush shows up, praying for Edelman's help. Edelman was good tonight. They need Amendola to be healthy, and we're going to see if that comes. Ben from New York writes, do you believe the lack of production from the offense is forcing the Pats to bring back Gronk quicker than they want to? I would have no idea because I don't know what they want to do. And I also don't know if he's, how would I know if he's really ready or not? I just don't know. Can I tell you this though? If he's back week three as opposed to giving him the extra week, week four, my thing would be, why not just give him the extra week?
That's what I'd say.
I would say just wait until you have a real tough opponent to go up against. And I think week four, the Patriots are going to get that.
I would say that's a worthy opponent.
That's a worthy opponent. When you get to week four, you get to Atlanta, you've got to have Gronk in there. And so, I'm curious to see, is he really ready in 10 days? Is he really ready for week three against Tampa Bay? We'll see. We'll see how he looks. And I think that's going to be part of it too. We won't really know until you see him back out on the field. He could come out on the field and look great and look 100%. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the question really is, are they bringing him back sooner than they should as opposed to when they want to? Because they want him back yesterday. Send your emails again. webradio@patriots.com. And we're going to hear from Tom Brady coming up in just 2 minutes. Before we do that, though, we want to talk to Evan, who's in Calgary. Hi, Evan.
How's it going tonight?
It's going well.
Just actually wanted to, call in about the game. It wasn't pretty, but it's a big W. I think it's important for us to take a look at the positives. I mean, it is early in the season. It was a short week, divisional opponent. We got the win. Doesn't look like any of the end. The top guys went down, which I think is kind of important. I think the Patriots are in a little bit of a transition year right now. You know, a lot of new guys, and I think this fan base has really been, obviously expects a lot given the level of talent that we have on this team. But I think we've, in essence, been a little bit spoiled the last couple of years. You know, we've had a really, really, really powerful offense here. So the odd game where they're just really not clicking at all, it really kind of shows. But you know what? They get a couple extra days off to work on their game. Hopefully, they come back strong for the game here in 10 days or so. And we just kind of keep grinding out these victories because it's one game at a time.
It is one game at a time, and it is only week two, and they're only 5 days into the regular season, Evan. They're already 2-0. So those are all positive. You're right.
Question for you. Do you think, because I pay attention to the Patriots as much as I can during the off season, but living up in Canada here, we don't get so much of the local coverage as you guys obviously do down there. What do you think about the whole Wes Welker situation? Do you think that, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes a little bit of the ego got in the way for both individuals here, where we kind of, where he was able to sign with Denver as opposed to us, you know, maybe, you know, sucking up what maybe we thought we should have done, maybe, you know, signed him. I mean, he was a reliable guy, go-to guy, been consistent for so many years that do you think they're regretting their decision? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think they're regretting it. I don't think that's probably the case, but I'll tell you what, I think you're right, Evan. You know, I think it got personal. I think something happened where it got personal on both sides. Both sides of that. There were, you know, lingering feelings or emotions related to I don't know what. But if it was solely based on his play on the field, I think he'd, you know, still be playing for the Patriots. I'm not sure what exactly happened. I don't think we'll ever really know the story. But I think something got in the way, and it's hard to know what it is. But something got in the way there. And now the Patriots have Danny Amendola. And so far, Danny Amendola has missed one of two games.
Quick interjection, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got a chance to check up on the Rex Ryan press conference from after the game.
Yeah.
The first question that was asked was about his punt strategy.
That's what I knew someone would ask it right away.
And so basically he just said he felt that with a rookie punter with the Patriots and a wet ball and with
a
the
ball.
Jets in the Jets getting very little in the return game thanks to, quote, that Matthew Slater kid who's a hell of a football player, he said that he felt their best option was to just go for the punt block every single time. So that's what he decided to do.
But wait a minute. The wet ball part doesn't make sense. He
exactly,
didn't in the first half.
Because it didn't start raining until the second half.
It wasn't raining until halftime.
But these are direct quotes right from the transcript.
Here it is. Let me read it. I have it right here. The question was, can you talk a little bit about your punter and your punt returning? Three times you had 11 guys on the line of scrimmage with no one returning. The punt. Was that a block? Rex Ryan's answer. Yeah, no. All right. You know, it was kind of a block, if that. Was the case. I would certainly hope so, yeah. But no, we were going for the block and the fact that you obviously have a wet football and it's a rookie punter. So we're like, hey, let's go get it. We weren't getting a whole lot in the return game. That Slater kid is a heck of a football player. And so I was like, hey, might as well go for it. So that's what we did. I thought the first one looked like we had a chance to get through there. And I don't know. I think our guy fell somehow. But that's, you know, kind of what we were thinking.
I did a good job paraphrasing that, though.
You did. I think you did a better job of saying it than Rex did, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but no, I just wanted to bring that up since we addressed it earlier.
You're right. Your explanation was better. It was definitely better. Tom Brady, a historic night in a bad way for Tom Brady, a very rare night for Tom Brady with his completion percentage. But he did pass Drew Bledsoe all time with career completions tonight.
Everyone sucks but me.
Who is that, Brady?
Brady from Family Guy.
Oh.
Everyone sucks but me.
All right. I did not know that. I did not know that was Brady. So Brady, historic on a couple of ways. One, it's very rare that he has less than 50% in terms of his completion rate in a game. But he also passed Drew Bledsoe on the all-time list of completions in the NFL. So there's some good and there's some bad there. And this is what the Patriots quarterback had to say after a 13-10 win.
You know, we just, I'm glad we won, but you know, we just obviously have a lot of room for improvement and try to get back to work and see if we can do better next week.
Is it an understatement to say that you were ticked off a little bit at different times tonight?
I think everybody was, you know, when you don't execute the way that you're capable. So just have to keep fighting.
It's the most frustrating I've ever seen you in the Patriots. And you're on the sidelines and you're talking to your players and what are you telling them? I mean, obviously, they're not on the same page. You put the ball in their hands, and a lot of times they're not running the route. So, I mean, how do you get through to these guys? I realize it's only second game of the season, but how do you get through to your teammates?
Well, we have a long way to go. So, you know, no one's coming to rescue and save the day. So we just gotta fight through it and gotta work harder and do better and try to be more consistent and hopefully we can score more points.
You were fairly monstrous tonight in a couple of
games.
Does it ever worry you that
it can be counterproductive? Yeah, it does. I think I have to do a better job with my body language, and I definitely can improve that. It's, I wouldn't say it's a real strong point of mine right now. So, you know, we'll just try to keep doing better. It's what we got to do.
Tom, talk about the
rebound. Yeah, I mean, he did a great job. Caught the ball, caught it in traffic. Really did a great job of really being dependable out there. And everyone's trying to do it. I mean, we're all working at it, and it just takes, you know, a little bit of time. And I'm glad we won in a situation like this. It was a good defense, and they challenge you. And, we just didn't execute as well as we were capable.
Tom, so you're 36 years old. You know how hard it is to get back. You know how fleeting it is. Is that something these guys just have to experience on their own? Is that not something you can't tell them that?
I think everybody has, you know, their own experience. But, last year we were 1-2, so, you know, that was it ended up having, you know, a great season. So I'm glad we started off 2-0 and two wins in the division. So I just, want us to do a better job on offense and carry our end of the, you know, do the job that we're supposed to be able to do. And, we just need to do it better, all of us.
Can you take us through that first touchdown pass you threw in the opening drive?
Yeah, we were being pretty aggressive there in a short yard situation, and AD slipped behind him, and I just gave it to him. He did all the work. It wasn't even a great throw. So, I'm glad we got on the board early and got a lead, played from ahead. That's always important, especially, you know, when you get weather conditions. But, you know, we squandered some opportunities, you know, had short fields, didn't do anything with it. We just have to do a better job all the way around.
What do you personally do tonight, tomorrow? I know they'll dictate, you know, what your schedule will be, but you put this game behind you, be a little further, say, this is going to be different, say, I need to get some space away from those first two.
We have to evaluate and try to get it right. I mean, it just doesn't magically come together. I mean, you got to work hard at it, and you have to concentrate, and all of us have to do a better job of that. And it's, you know, the passing game is all about anticipation, and they have to anticipate what I'm gonna do. I have to anticipate what they're gonna do, and we can do a better job of that. I mean, I think it's unrealistic for them to feel like they can do it like 10-year veterans. It's not what they are, but they're trying hard, and they work really hard, and they have a lot of skill, and they're great kids. We just got to keep battling. Yeah, I mean, we can learn from it. There's no question. You learn from every game, win, lose, or draw, and I think we're going to learn from this one. It's, these games aren't easy. It's hard to win games, and it's hard to win against division opponents. Our defense played great, got us the ball. We did a good job protecting it for the most part. So we just keep fighting.
Is it hard for a rookie receiver, as talented as they might be physically, to be comfortable and do the job without being comfortable from a mental standpoint within your offense?
Well, we're just all trying to, get it right mentally, physically, the execution on game day, the execution in practice, and it just takes a lot of work. So, we put a lot of work in. We've tried, but obviously we need to keep working, and like I said, it's not going to be easy by any stretch. Just have to put the work in and see if we can make improvements. So, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, after the win tonight, speaking at the podium at Gillette Stadium. Interesting thing that he said in there that caught my attention was the part about the body language. Tom Brady saying, I need to have better body language. I find that interesting. He obviously knows that people caught on to how angry he was in this game at times. He looked frustrated all night. He looked like he was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, it does. I think I have to do a better job with my body language, and I definitely can improve that. I wouldn't say it's a real strong point of mine right now. So, we'll just try to keep doing better. It's what we got to do.
I thought that was interesting. The question, if you couldn't hear it, the question that was asked was, you were fairly demonstrative tonight on a couple of occasions. Does that ever worry you that it could be counterproductive? And he said, yeah, it does. I think I have to do a better job with my body language. And you just heard the response. I wonder if he's saying that, he's got to do better because he's got to be a better teammate, and he's got to be a better leader, He's got to be more patient, all those things. But he admitted it. He admitted that that's not the way to go about it. And as much as I agree with that not being the way to go about it, I can understand the guy's frustrations. I can understand why he's frustrated. And for as much as we talk about Tom Brady and the window and how much time Tom Brady has left in his career, and we feel like the window's closing, the clock is ticking, however you want to phrase it, Tom Brady knows it too. I think that guy is very much aware of what he's got left, how much time he has left, and what he wants to achieve. And I'm sure it's easy to get frustrated. I don't blame him for being frustrated. Phone number for you is 855-PATS-500. You want to jump on board. I see a couple of you waiting. We're going to get to those calls, going to wrap it up with your emails. All of that is on the way on the Patriots postgame show.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call StarStarNFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
It's closing time on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Want to get to some calls and an email here before we check on out. Here's the email from Duke. It's the haiku. Duke's haiku. It is in. It reads, "Where is Tom Brady? A win is a win, I guess. But let's do better. Get on the same page. Cohesion is the big key. Need to learn to trust." Vegas predicts that. See, now hold on. This is breaking a haiku rule. Vegas predicts that is not a full line, Duke. Duke, I've been having a few minor complaints about the haiku. Vegas predicts that Chandler Jones will get 6 sacks. Ha ha, ha ha, ha. Well, he's already a third of the way there. Chandler Jones with 2 sacks on the night. He's already one third of the way, and he's only through 2 games of this NFL season. So if you took the Vegas bet with Chandler Jones and the 6 sacks, you took the over. Right now, it looks like you're in good shape. It looks like you are in good shape, my friends. Let's get back to the calls and go to Seth in Springfield. He's up next. Hi, Seth.
Rob Ninkovich is an unsung hero of the Patriots.
Absolutely.
I feel like every defensive stand, he has a hand within each one, and he's our defensive MVP behind Wilfork.
Yeah, you know, tonight, again, Ninkovich coming up with big plays and being a part of big stops, and this has become like his thing. When you don't notice him, and as you said, Seth, unsung hero, probably true, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he comes up at a big moment and he makes you notice him. Rob Ninkovich makes you notice him on the field. So he's definitely one of the key contributors on the Patriots defense. Nick's in San Diego. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. It's nights like this where I really appreciate Tom Brady. After everything that went on with all these wide receivers and everything like that, if we had Matt Castle in there or late-round draft pick QB or journeyman QB, we would not come up with these close games. I'm going to miss Brady when he's gone 5 years from now.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it goes without saying. And thanks for checking in. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate all of you calling and all of your emails and all of your reaction tonight after this Patriots win, the final score 13-10. Patriots now 2-0 on the season. 2-0. They now get ready for Tampa Bay.
This tune's for you.
Closing time. That's what it is. Again, Patriots 2-0. They're not going to get ready for week number 3, which is a week from Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hoping for health. Hoping for Rob Gronkowski to be ready to go. Hoping for the rookie receivers to come around.
I thought you were going to start a toast right there. Hoping for health, happiness, good fortune.
I can if you want. Cheers to you, Kevin Collins. Kevin Collins, our producer. Thanks to Steve Gregory for joining us in the post-game program. It was nice to talk to him. And thanks for listening. We will do this again, pre- and post-game, a week from Sunday, as I said. That's when I'll be back. And again, you want to tweet about the game, continue doing that with me as well on Twitter, @Mark_Bertrand. Pats get a win. They're 2-0. You've got to be happy about that. I'll talk to you again soon.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com Radio.
Luck on the play action. It's back to throw. Steps up. Lets it go. Open. And intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Talib at the 45, 40, 35. Back to the left of the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aqib Talib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com Radio all week long. Next week, the Patriots are back home to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Be sure to tune in to the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady. Has time. Floats it downfield. Open Edelman. He's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team.